Good morning. Welcome to Shattering Myths, a program devoted to the most important, fastest growing, and now largest segment of our society. To those of you who realize that all of the world's political, religious, military, economic, and media institutions are corrupt, that they're all counterproductive, and there's not one of them that can be fixed. Our phone number, if you'd like to participate in this discussion anytime over the next 2 hours, is toll-free 877-376-45. Scott, my friend, I have a question for you. Prior to the Obaminator declaring war on the non-Islamic, non-state Islamic State, had the Islamic State attempted to kill any American on American soil that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
They didn't ever claim an attack on America, did they?
No, they never did.
So we attacked them and their country, the non-state of the non-Islamic Islamic State. And what did they do in Texas just a matter of a week ago?
They attacked a gallery of Muhammad comics.
And so prior to America attacking the non-Islamic, non-state Islamic State in the Islamic State, the Islamic State had not carried out a single attack on Americans on American soil, had they?
No, they have not. They have not.
Oh.
Not that I
have. And they have now,
of.
Haven't they?
Oh, they have, yeah.
You think maybe there's a cause and consequence here?
Well, the cause is it's like anything. I mean, we talk about it. We've talked about it a ton here, that we manufacture our own enemies by the use of our military. Then they take note of us, and, well, okay, they're trying to stop us, so they must be our enemy.
Oh, goodness. So, in this case, we hit first, they hit back. Why did we hit first? What was America attempting to gain? As I understand it right now, America's got about 5,000 Muslim mujahideen that it's training and arming. And it's training and arming Sunni Muslims, thinking these Sunni Muslims are going to attack other Sunni Muslims in the Islamic State. Do you think that's likely?
Is it likely that we're arming them?
Well, it's likely that we're arming them. Yeah. Do you think that the stated purpose of us arming them, that they will be on the ground to attack the Islamic State because they're moderates? Have you ever seen a moderate sign up for a militia?
I've never seen a moderate anything do anything extreme. grabbing a gun.
So the likelihood of finding a moderate that wants to go off and kill the fellow Muslims
it's impossible.
It's ridiculous.
I don't think you can be moderate in a war. I don't think anybody in a war is moderate. I think that goes out the window. You're doing things that are pretty extreme.
Going to arm these moderate extremists? That's kind of a funny term, isn't it? We're going to arm these moderate extremists to go kill the Iranian-backed Syrian government, while at the same time we're negotiating to relieve sanctions on the Iranians that sponsored them. That sounds pretty screwed up, doesn't it? Are we going to turn the Sunnis on the Shiites in Iraq, since we're arming the Shiites in Iraq, and we're arming the Sunnis who are going to go up against them? That way we could really test out of our weapons and see which weapons work the best. That doesn't seem very smart either, does it?
No.
When the hell is our end game there? We're arming the Sunnis. We're arming the Shias. We're negotiating on behalf of the Shia.
I've told you.
We've created a country for the Shia and gave them Iraq. And then we claim that we're sponsoring Saudi Arabia's bombing of Shias in Yemen.
I told you.
Are we just the most confused country in the world? Or is it that we've gone to the point where who needs a reason? We just like to bomb.
It,
I got you stammering here, Scott. I'm looking for answers.
I've said it before. I think they do things because if they don't use their shiny new toys, they're going to get it taken away.
And so we're back to the golf. If you bought the most technologically advanced golf clubs that were guaranteed to hit the ball straight every time, the ideal distance, regardless of your swing, and then you invested a similar amount of money in golf lessons, what is it likely you're going to do?
Play golf.
Yeah. And so when the U.S. military buys the best weapons in the world and makes the best weapons in the world and trains its troops better than anybody else, what is it likely they're going to do?
Play war. They're going to go there.
Go to war. Kind of go to war.
I've told you before, if you're going to be a warmonger, you may as well do it right. You may as well just go all out.
You might as well do it like you're suggesting. If you're like going to be Genghis a warmonger, Khan? Do it like Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
Do it like Kublai Khan. You know, do it for territory. Do it for money. I mean, I think that's a pretty morally bankrupt notion.
It's a horrible notion, and it's not something.
Yeah, I think there's better ways to make a living. Like, you know, there's farming, there's manufacturing, there's a number of things that are somewhat superior in terms of their value equation than going robbing, you know, using your military to rob people. But your point would be, if you're going to use your military,
if all you can
might as well make it profitably.
If all you're going to do is use your military and that's all you're good for, then you may as well just be a warmonger.
So how is our military use in Iraq? How did that turn out for us?
Well, not good. I mean, it's a mess.
We claim we won the war and we lost $4 trillion, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Do you think when Genghis Khan was taking over everything, do you think that he was losing money?
No, I don't think so.
So we're a warmonger. We're a warmonger. And all we do is we blow things up, we destroy it, and then we pay to fix it. So that way, 10 years from now,
Scott,
we can go back and destroy it.
I'm looking for a number here. How many Americans did Iraqis kill on 9/11?
Zero.
Prior to 9/11, how many Americans are known to have killed Americans? I mean, how many Iraqis are known to have killed Americans?
I think that number is also zero as far as...
Yeah, I think it's zero, too.
It's probably... I mean,
did Saddam Hussein ever declare war on America?
No.
Prior to 9/11? Prior to our invasion of Iraq, had he declared war on America?
No.
I don't think so.
Not that I remember. No.
No. So why did we invade Iraq?
Because weapons of mass...
Because we could?
Yeah.
Because we could. Because weapons of mass destruction was the reason we invaded. How many weapons of mass destruction did we find in Iraq once we broke the country?
Zero. We lied. That's what we do to get in these things. We lie.
Yeah, there were no weapons of mass destruction, were there?
No.
No. And yet we invaded the country. Did we tell the Iranians that we're sorry?
Probably with trillions of dollars, but no.
So, there were no weapons. I remember George W. Bush standing before Congress at a State of the Union address saying that the reason that we needed to invade Iraq is that the smoking gun was going to be a nuclear bomb because we had absolute proof that Saddam Hussein had imported tons of yellowcake uranium from Nigeria. Does that turn to be true?
Not at all.
Did he know it was a lie at the time that he said it?
He had to.
Yeah. The CIA told him it was a lie. The British told him it was a lie. It was a forged document. He had to pull it out of a speech prior to the State of the Union. And the State of the Union, when it was vetted by the CIA, they pulled it out of the speech. He said it anyway. So he lied. Oh, and then George W. Bush told us that we had to go invade Iraq because he was harboring Al-Qaeda. Gee, and I thought that we vied with Al-Qaeda to invade Iraq, that Al-Qaeda had a bigger bone to pick with Saddam Hussein than we did. So did we do anything based on the truth? Was there any benefit of our invasion of Iraq, or did all we do was break the country, create chaos in a civil war between Sunni and Shia Islam, enrich the Iranians by giving them Iraq, arming them with their own army, and then creating the Syrian and the Yemenite war? Was that our result?
To answer your initial question, no. We don't do anything based on the truth. The truth does not help the immoral.
No, it doesn't, does it?
The truth is does nothing for the immoral, and our government
we're the immoral.
Is immoral beyond belief.
Why our government gets away with being immoral?
Because,
two reasons, really.
Well, one, because I think there's more and more immoral people in the world than there are moral people.
Yeah, I think so. Those Kazni votes are no better than their government.
And the reason why I say that is look at their whole redistribute the wealth thing.
Right. What you earned is mine because it's only fair.
It's theft. It's theft.
Yeah, of course it is.
And you can try and spin it any way you want, but it's theft.
But it's theft. Right.
And people are okay with that. A lot of people are getting on board with that.
The majority of Americans are okay with theft.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I think there's far more immoral people than moral people.
Do you think that that ignorance, that there aren't even 1% of Americans that can bluntly state what we have just been discussing over these last 15 minutes? Is there more than 1% of Americans that knows these things?
I think there is. And hear me out. I think there is.
Okay.
I think a lot of people know these things. I don't think there's more than 1% that cares.
So it may be by a lot of people. Maybe it's 10% of the population isn't awash in ignorance, isn't clinging to misguided opinions, that 10% of the population has taken the time to learn the truth. But of that 10%, fewer than 10% of those will do anything about it. The Islamic State said that it was behind the attack on the Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest in Texas. Scott, I'd ask you, now, I know that most Americans, including virtually all journalists, are dumb as a stone, ignorant.
You're really diminishing the stone's intelligence.
Yeah, I know. I'm being unkind to stones here.
Exactly.
What did stones ever do to me, right?
Exactly.
But, okay, to be a prophet, what does one have? Is there a prerequisite to being a prophet?
You got to be 100% right.
About what?
Everything that you prophesy.
Oh, and to prophesy just so that, you know, I know that I'm not the smartest guy either, never claimed to be a brain surgeon here. But prophesying is the process of doing what? If you're prophesying, what are you doing? And what are you predicting?
Predicting the future.
Okay. So predicting the future is the business of a prophet.
Yes.
Okay. So predicting the future is the business of a prophet. And if you predict the future, if I say that tomorrow the sun's going to come up and it's going to be purple, and when it goes to bed at night, it's going to go to sleep in a muddy spring, and that the sun and the moon chase each other as if they were in a race, and that the moon is really a smaller sun, but it's been effaced by Gabriel's wing, what would you say about my predicting?
I would have some choice words for your predicting.
Would you call me a prophet if I were to say that in the next 5 minutes an asteroid is going to, I put it that far out, in the next 30 seconds an asteroid is going to come and destroy the Earth?
If 30 seconds passes and it doesn't work,
you wouldn't call me a prophet, would you?
No, I wouldn't call you a prophet at all, and I would make fun of you.
Yeah, you'd mock me, right?
I'd be like, way to go, Nostradamus.
Well, you're get out of way. Get out of way. Okay. So how many prophecies do you think that Muhammad had in his Quran? And we'll give him the hadith, too.
Probably a lot. I don't know what the exact number, but...
Oh, so he did... It. Well, in the Quran, he has exactly zero prophecies.
Okay.
In the Hadith, he has about 50 prophecies. If in his Quran, he has zero prophecies from the... For those Muslims who are... The Quran is the only holy book of Islam. For those Muslims, if he didn't have a single prophecy in the Quran, could he be a prophet?
Well, no.
No, okay. What if 100% of his prophecies in the Hadith proved to be untrue?
No, you can't be a prophet.
All right. You know why I called the book that I wrote on Islam the most comprehensive, most chronological, documented presentation of Islam's five oldest sources? You know why I called it Prophet of Doom? The only thing the guy predicted was a day of doom, and he himself brought it on the world. You know what the Quran says about Muhammad's ability to predict the future? Because in the never-ending argument in the Quran, the Quraysh says, okay, if you're a prophet of a genuine God, why don't you do what other prophets do, pal? Why don't you predict something that comes true? You know what the Quran says about Muhammad's ability to be a prophet?
Not very good.
It says he does not have that ability. The Quran says that Muhammad is not a prophet. The Quran itself. And in the Hadith, when he forgets that his God said that he wasn't a prophet, in the Hadith, and Muhammad goes off and tries to predict things like the Day of Doom, which he said would occur within 500 years of his death, and that would have been 1,000 years ago, he got them all wrong. To be one of Yahweh, you know, there really is a God, his name is Yahweh. You mentioned this earlier, but from Yahweh's point of view, if you claim to speak for him, what must your witness include?
Well, you got to be accurate on it.
The bottom line is, if you're claiming to speak for Yahweh, your testimony regarding him has to include prophecy.
Yep.
And what percentage of that prophecy do you have to get right?
100%. 100%. Before you ask the question, you got to get 100%.
Can't get even one wrong.
Listen,
if I predicted that an asteroid was going to hit the Earth one day over the next 20 years, I'd get a prophecy right.
That's pretty wide.
I would get probably 100,000 prophecies wrong, but I'd get one right. Would that make me a prophet, according to God?
No. No, you have to get them all right.
Yes.
100% of 100%.
Even if we weren't playing by God's standard, if I got more wrong than right, I'm not a prophet. Written as if we didn't recognize that an acronym was based upon the first letters of words. The article also says Islamic State, and it's not the Islamic State, as if there's one of them and it's a title. It does say the U.S. later in this, so I don't know why it doesn't say the Islamic State, but nonetheless, it doesn't. But after Islamic State, they put in parentheses. What do you two letters? Scott, what do you think they wrote in the parentheses?
Probably IS.
The Islamic State.
IS probably.
Oh, IS. Gee, you know, why didn't they write in the United States and then parentheses U.S.? I mean, you think there's somebody reading a news article today that's unaware that the Islamic State exists and that it's called the Islamic State?
I don't think so. Probably not.
Do you think there's anybody out there that's reading this article that needs help coming up with an acronym for Islamic State?
No.
Okay, but it's the Islamic State, in the parentheses IS, has said it was behind an attack on a Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest. a prophet Muhammad. Now,
are there
varieties of Muhammads?
Well, it's the most popular name in the world, but I don't think many are claiming to be prophets.
Okay, so let's first recognize that you have to be a nincompoop to call Muhammad a prophet. You just have to be stupid. I mean, you just have to be completely and utterly ignorant to refer to Muhammad as a prophet, because he never got one prophecy right, and the Quran says he's not a prophet. So, beyond that for a moment, how would you know what Muhammad looks like if you want to draw a cartoon of him?
You want?
Were there any pictures of Muhammad drawn in the 6th or 7th century CE?
They have pictures of him.
There are. Where?
I don't know exactly where, but my guess would be the Quran or the Hadith would have pictures.
No. Nope.
Where are they?
Never a picture drawn of Muhammad. No one has a clue what he looks like or what he looked like. He's worm rot now. Yeah, not a single drawing, not a single depiction. There isn't even a word view of him. There's not even a single statement in the Quran or Hadith to tell us how tall he was, what hue of skin color he had.
Wow.
What his physical features look like. We don't have a clue.
Learn something new every day.
There you go. So, how would you draw a cartoon of somebody that you don't have a clue what they look like?
You'd be guessing. I mean,
guessing. That's like saying I'm going to draw a picture of Genghis Khan. We know pictures of Genghis Khan. How would you do that? I mean, before there were photographs, before artists, well, there were artists in the 7th century, just none in Arabia. Now, let's just say, all right, someplace somebody found a written depiction scribed in Arabic by a compatriot of Muhammad describing his appearance such that you could draw him. Is that possible? Trick question.
It's not possible.
The reason it's not possible is that written Arabic didn't even exist during the time of Muhammad. So all you would have, if somebody did try to render a verbal depiction of him, is verbs and nouns strung together in sentences passed on orally over the course of several hundred years.
So are you saying this entire time that I've been drawing stick figures, I could have been drawing Muhammad?
You could have been. Yeah, it is absolutely impossible to render Muhammad in art. Impossible. So what is the fear all about? Now, Muslims will tell you that drawing Muhammad is offensive to them because it's like what Christians did with their Jesus Christ, and they turned a man into God. Now, beyond the fact there was no Jesus Christ, and beyond the fact that man is not God, beyond the fact that the totality of God won't even fit in our universe, in our dimensions, much less in the body of a single individual. But methinks the problem here is that any comparison between Muhammad and the, let's just use the Christian misnomer, Jesus Christ, is fraught with embarrassment for the Muslim. And so they don't want him rendered because, you know, Christians render their Jesus Christ. And if the two are compared, Islam looks like, well, a bad day in the mafia. Let's just use the Christian Jesus Christ as a name. Well, how about JC, since we're into acronyms now and we know what they mean. Did JC engage in pedophilia?
No.
Did Muhammad?
Oh, yeah.
Is pedophilia bad?
Oh, yeah.
Did JC engage in rape?
No.
Did Muhammad?
Oh, yeah.
Is rape bad?
Yeah.
Did JC engage in mass murder?
No.
Did Muhammad engage in mass murder?
Definitely.
Is mass murder bad?
Promoted it.
Mass murder bad?
It's horrible.
Oh, okay. Did JC ever say, "I have become victorious with terror"?
No, he did not.
Muhammad did, didn't he?
He did, yes.
Is terrorism bad?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Did JC make a living by robbing people through the deployment of terrorist tactics?
Well, you added that last part, so no, he didn't.
Oh, okay. Did Muhammad?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Is robbing people bad?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Mm. Did JC ever say, any time that you make a deal with somebody who is not affiliated with me, that it's your word is not binding on you, that you can bear false witness? Did he encourage false witness?
No, he was against it.
Did Muhammad encourage false witness?
Yes, he did.
So JC was opposed to stealing. Muhammad stole for a living. This comparison is not looking very good between the two of them. Do you think the reason that Muslims don't want Muhammad depicted, since it's impossible to depict him, they don't want even a caricature of him because people might compare the stick figure of Muhammad next to JC, and JC is looking really good and Muhammad's looking really bad?
Well, I suppose you'd have to depict him doing things that he did. And
okay, so you're going to pick him raping little girls?
I mean, you'd have...
You're going to depict him engaged in mass murder and robbery and terrorism? How are you going to depict him? Those are the only things that the Hadith and Quran said he was involved doing. You know, Yosha said, bring me all the little children. Hey, Muhammad did too. That's one thing they had in common.
Except different reasons.
Different. I can't go there, huh?
Just different reasons.
Wow. So that's the reason they don't want him depicted. First of all, it's impossible. And second of all, the reason they don't want the impossible even tried is because any comparison between Muhammad and anybody else on the planet makes Muhammad look like the most perverted, disgusting piece of worm rot whoever lived, whoever infected this planet. Wow. So anyway, the Muslims decided, wow, we're going to go kill them. It said that two soldiers of the caliphate carried out the attack at a conference near Dallas. Soldiers of the caliphate. These guys were dressed in body armor, weren't they? They were carrying assault rifles, weren't they?
Yep.
And when the soldiers, U.S. Marines, I met a Marine over the weekend. When the U.S. Marines engage in combat, is their training to go and attack, use their weapons to attack and kill unarmed civilians?
No.
When they kill unarmed, they do occasionally kill unarmed civilians. When they do so, is it by planning, by order, by direction, by training, or is it an aberration of those things?
I don't think they're intentionally trying to kill them. So
not correct. Great. It's an aberration.
It's an aberration. Yeah.
What did these two soldiers of the Caliphate do? Did they try to engage the U.S. Army?
Definitely not.
Did they try to engage the Marine Corps?
No.
Did they take on the U.S. Air Force?
No.
Did they take on the Customs Office?
No.
How about the Post Office?
They didn't take on anything. They took on civilians.
Civilians. They just went out bravery and their body armor and assault weapons, they started shooting indiscriminately at civilians.
which fits right.
Is that a soldier? Does that sound like any soldier you ever met?
It sounds like a coward.
Yeah, I know that there are some soldiers that go rogue and that do that sort of thing.
But they're aberrant.
But would you take claim to a soldier that did that sort of thing?
No.
The Islamic State is bragging about them. Yeah, these guys, they were ours. Look what they did. Great. We're going to do it again.
They're saying that, yeah, we'll attack Texas again.
What is it about a religion that only fights when the person they're fighting against can't fight back?
I call that being a coward.
Far worse than being a coward. You know, a coward is somebody that won't stand up and do the right thing. But when you're killing defenseless people, bludgeoning them, tying somebody up and then slicing their throat, that's far worse than a coward. It's repulsive.
It's repulsive.
And the Islamic State was claiming them. So what a part about this connection between Islam and despicable behavior is America unable to see. How much despicable behavior do we have to have claimed in the name of Islam before somebody says, duh, there's a problem with Islam. You know, in America, you can't be opposed to homosexual marriage without being ridiculed. And by the same token, you can't say anything that's in opposition to a religion that sponsors death and destruction. The IS's news bulletin said that the exhibition, and I quote, was portraying negative pictures of the Prophet Muhammad. Well, since we've already declared that Muhammad wasn't a prophet, we now know that the Islamic State lies. But beyond that, Scott, I have a question for you. How would you portray a negative picture of Muhammad? What would you have Muhammad engage in that you would say is negative? If you showed Muhammad engaging in pedophilia,
well, what would I
would
think
that
was
be
negative?
Negative? What would be negative? If you showed Muhammad engaged in pedophilia, would that be a negative portrayal of him?
Well, that'd be an accurate portrayal, but yeah, it'd be negative, yeah.
Okay. So what we're saying is that that by declaring that showing Muhammad engaged in pedophilia is a negative portrayal of him, and it's also an accurate portrayal of him, we're saying that any accurate portrayal of him is a negative portrayal of him. So all you can do, according to the Islamic State, is to misrepresent him. Showing Muhammad engaged in a terrorist act, since he inspired and led 75 of them in the first 10 years of the Islamic era, if you show Muhammad inspiring terrorism, would that be a negative portrayal of him?
Well, it'd be inaccurate. Again, it's accurate. It's not, but yeah.
So if an accurate portrayal of him is a negative portrayal, then he has a real problem, doesn't he? Muslims have a real problem. When an accurate portrayal of somebody is negative.
Maybe it was a bunch of.
Maybe you need a new prophet. Maybe you need a real prophet. Now, I can suggest some.
Maybe maybe there was a picture of him feeding the poor or something, and they didn't like that.
I didn't do that.
They might be really upset about that.
If we had Muhammad engaged in gloating over the dead corpses after the criminal act of robbing, the armed robbery of the civilians at Badr, which begins the Islamic era, as a criminal enterprise. If we depicted him as a leader of an organized crime syndicate, would that be a negative portrayal of him?
Again, accurate, but they'd look at it as being negative. Yeah. Yeah.
Accurate and negative. How can you present Muhammad in a way that is accurate and not negative? Now you know. My friend, well, you can't depict Muhammad. You can't depict Muhammad in a way that is accurate and positive. Every behavior he was engaged in was negative. Now you know why they try to kill people who depict him. Because it is death to their religion. But now I would ask you this question. Since the leaders of Islam don't allow accurate depictions of Muhammad because it discredits their religion, why on earth would some nincompoop go off and kill civilians in the name of that religion when it's obvious that that religion can't be depicted accurately and come across as moral or sane? You know, when I was in the Midwest these past few days, I'm now on the East Coast, but I was in the Midwest the past few days, I was forced, because of the way that the highway system works, to drive by an Islamic mosque dominant on the freeway. Giant minaret, giant dome, all of these spheres with crescent moons over them. Enormous parking lot, and every time you just want to scream and said, what in the world is wrong with you? Why would you be part of a religion where the lone spokesperson, the lone founder of that religion, the sole messenger of that religion, was so perverted, so pathetic, that any accurate depiction of him cannot be tolerated because it destroys the credibility of your religion? So, that's why they won't tolerate it, but it doesn't explain why somebody would do something as heinous as these two Muslims did. Why would they go and try to kill people for accurately portraying Muhammad? You know, Scott, if I told you that I was creating a club that was based upon rape and plunder and terrorism, would you, A, join it, and B, kill on behalf of it? No.